Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter 20, verses 1 to 10 for our reading this morning. The empty tomb. John 20, verse 1. Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene went to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the entrance. So she came running to Simon Peter and the other disciples, the one Jesus loved, and said, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." So Peter and the other disciple started for the tomb. Both were running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent over and looked in at the strips of linen lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter, who was behind him, arrived and went into the tomb. He saw the strips of linen lying there, as well as the burial cloth that had been around Jesus' head. The cloth was folded up by itself, separate from the linen. Finally, the other disciple, who had reached the tomb first, also went in. He saw and he believed. They still did not understand from Scripture that Jesus had to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went back to their homes. I'm also going to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, 1 Corinthians 15, just for a couple of verses, verses 20 and then verse 58. But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. Therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, stand firm. Let nothing move you. Always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know that your labour in the Lord is not in vain. May God add his blessing to that reading. Let's pray for a moment, shall we? Heavenly Father, as we rejoice in the resurrection of your Son this morning, open our ears, open our eyes, open our hearts, open our spirits once again to all that you have done and are yet to do, and even in this moment are doing in our lives. Thank you for the hope we have in the resurrection of Jesus from the dead, that first fruit. Help us to acknowledge that in our own lives this morning, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Reading the Easter story again does for me what the TV series Crime Watch does for witnesses to the crimes it reports. It jogs my memory. It tells something of the Jesus story in a fresh way that helps to put flesh on the bones of my faith. Easter provides for us all a similar opportunity to remember, to have our memories jogged once again about the frankly amazing fact of the empty tomb. To hear again the shocked discovery by the disciples that Jesus was not simply gone, but that he had risen from the dead and was now back among them for a while. But of course, the real value comes when we take time to reflect on what that means for us now, what it means for us all today and in the days ahead. Is it simply an old familiar truth, or is it much more? In these days when all is so different, does this timeless story breathe hope and life into our lives? If you've travelled through this Holy Week, this week when we remember the events that led up to Jesus' arrest and his trial, his crucifixion, the Last Supper, his resurrection, we've travelled the pilgrim way, in a way, the road of life set out for the followers of Jesus. At least in our hearts and our minds, I doubt many of us have travelled very far at all in a physical sense for some weeks now because of this extraordinary lockdown. In our minds, we've travelled through Damascus, the Jordan, the wilderness, Galilee, Jerusalem, Gethsemane, and now we've arrived finally at the tomb where Jesus was buried, our final destination. But this is different. Don't we now discover that having arrived at the goal, the very idea of pilgrimage, of faith, of travelling with God is turned inside out? Because with Easter Day, the whole world is turned inside out. We ourselves are turned inside out. And God himself, in a strange way, is turned inside out. Our final destination is not the empty tomb itself, central though that is, but the way from the tomb. The road that leads from the place of Jesus' victory into every corner of the world. And for this road, we need a passport and we need a map to open up the way to new places and to assure us that our travelling is worthwhile. The passport is the Easter story itself. Peter went into the tomb and saw the grave clothes. The other disciples went in and saw and believed. Peter, of course, also believed soon afterwards. But let us hold that moment as symbolizing those who have their passport and those who have not. Those who believe and those who do not. The empty tomb, the resurrected Jesus opens up a new country for us to travel to, a whole new world for us to explore. When we believe that we see what we see, the evidence recorded for us in the Gospels, our passport is thrust into our hands. A passport which declares all roads open, no destination barred, all things now possible. But many in our society stand and stare at the Christian message, and they don't know what to do with it. It's incomprehensible for them. They remain imprisoned in the country of their own limited possibilities. The passport of belief allows you to start your journey. But as many of us can testify, the journey itself is often hard. The road is rough and twisty. We then need a map to check that we're really going the right way. The map is that verse right at the end of 1 Corinthians 15 where the Apostle Paul speaks of the resurrection of Jesus. He does not conclude his argument by saying, "So be assured of life after death," he says. No, he doesn't say that. He doesn't say be assured of life after death. It's not all about that. He says instead, "So be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, since you know that in the Lord your labour is not in vain." In other words, our salvation, our new life in God is not all about life after death. Though it is about that too. But it's much more. It's for here and it's for now. Be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, since you know that in the Lord your labour is not in vain. The resurrection spreads out before us the map of God's new world. When Jesus of Nazareth came out of the tomb on Easter morning, he gave us a glimpse of the fact that God is in the business, not of abandoning this world and taking us off to a disembodied heaven, but of redeeming, of renewing, of transforming this world so that everything that has been good lovely, just, holy, and beautiful, is enhanced and purified. Easter offers us a map of this new world to encourage us to get out there and get on with the task. The point is this: what was begun at Easter will be continued until it is thoroughly finished. So let's be a bit more specific as we look to be practical and then round up this morning's sermon. There are many possible ways for us to travel with our passport of faith in hand. I'm going to look at four things very briefly. Firstly, the way to meet the risen Christ. On the road to Emmaus, two people had a surprising and healing meeting with the risen Jesus. He came alongside them. He talked with them. He explained to them what had happened, and then suddenly they recognized who he is. Every person in this world is invited to such a meeting with Jesus. To look at what happened that first Easter Sunday and to recognize the risen Christ in their own lives. He desires to meet with them just as he met with those two people on that road to Emmaus. The invitation is open to us all to look and to find. Firstly, the way to meet the risen Christ is to read the Easter story. Secondly, the way to facing fears and discovering hope. And isn't that a word for us at the moment, to face our fears and discover hope? The second way from the empty tomb is, as the disciples discovered, back to the city, back to the place of fear. They'd hidden behind closed doors. That sounds familiar, doesn't it? Afraid that the people who had come for Jesus would come for them too. And the city was the place of failure. It was there that they had got it all wrong. They had let Jesus down when they had sworn blind that they didn't even know him. And now they were invited to go back. To go back to the locked upper room and to discover that Jesus came to meet them there, to bring them forgiveness for all they had done, and the new energy to open the locked doors, to go out in faith and in hope and in love, to leave that upper room, go into Jerusalem, go into Samaria, go into all the world. The Christian faith is not about covering over your fear, as many suppose. Easter is about facing your fears and discovering that there is hope in every circumstance, that there is hope for every life. It is about looking failure in the face and discovering forgiveness and new possibilities. Isn't that liberating? That we can look back at those things that we're so embarrassed that we've done or said. Those things that have caused pain to us or to others. Those things that look like failure to us. We don't need to live with that burden around our necks, pushing us down. Instead, we can go to God and receive his forgiveness, that new start that he gives us all, new possibilities for our life. With the empty tomb as your passport, you're encouraged and enabled to revisit your worst fears and failures. And maybe as we're locked in at the moment, this is just the time to do that. Maybe for some they can't avoid that. Those dark shadows have come out to haunt us. But knowing that Jesus meets you there, and he doesn't meet you with a scowl, that he doesn't want you to be burdened with guilt, he doesn't want to make you feel worse than before, but he embraces you and loves you and gives you a new start. And from there, with Jesus as your Lord, your labour will not be in vain. Your new efforts to be loyal to him, to live for him, to love for others with his love, however feeble that might feel for us at times, will remain and will be enhanced in God's new world. So thirdly, the way of reaching our community with the Easter message. Not easy to do at the moment. And yet with small acts of love and service, we can do just that. The way for the first disciples was into Judea and Samaria, the countryside around Jerusalem. It was to take the message of new life and new starts, of reconciliation and forgiveness, out into the world around them. It was a message taken into a community that was cynical, into a community that was hostile, distrusting, antagonistic. It was a world of suspicion and hatred. It was not a comfortable world into which to take a new and radical message of faith. It was a message which was nevertheless to transform communities. It is the way that calls us to work towards enhancing and enriching community life, where mutual suspicion is replaced by deep respect and affirmation. Easter opens up new possibilities, and we who possess the passport are urged to explore them. This is our mission. This is our mission field. It is the road we're called to travel. We have a message of hope for individuals and for whole communities. And by the grace of God and the commitment of his people, that is what we shall deliver. The way of reaching our community. The way to the ends of the earth. The final road is the one which leads to the whole world. Whilst we are given a specific mission to our local community, we are not to lose sight of God's wider world and the need to recognise that God's mission is global. We can participate in that in many ways. We try to do that as a church. We can start on our knees in prayer, upholding those who have gone, representing us, representing God in some very difficult places. We can support financially. We can support missionaries practically with letters or emails or messages or videos. And we can go, at least when the current crisis has abated, short-term gap years, retirement years maybe, or just using some of our holidays. But we can go and serve in another land. There are many paths from the empty tomb. God calls us to follow the way of the Lord day by day by day, year by year by year. Let's affirm our willingness to do so again today. Let us call on God's help to enable and empower us to do so right now. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the amazing news of Easter Sunday. Jesus not only gone from the tomb, but risen from the dead, appearing to his disciples before he again ascended into heaven, showing us that there is hope and life in every situation. And Lord, in this difficult time for us as a global community, thank you that we can turn to you, that we can know your strength for each day, that we can know the hope that you give us even in adversity. And thank you that we have good news that we can take, maybe in just small ways, to our neighbours, even in these difficult times. Lord, be with us this Easter season, this Easter Sunday, and into the future. Help us to step boldly, we pray, in Jesus' name. Amen.